You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
All right, here we go. A lot of fun today. Thank you for being here to TJ's podcast. Coming up today, we're going to find out what is stealing and not stealing, as well as Riggins has a game where he's going to find out if it's ick to do these certain things. And I guess, am I going to be the judge of that, whether something's ick or not? Is that the way that's going to work, or no? I have it completely. Sure. I have it completely mixed up.
I kind of picture we both say okay. If it's cool or ick or pretty okay. Sick.
Okay. I got you.
Obviously, I would default to your opinion on it.
Of course. Why would you not?
Right.
But there is a video of a woman who whose cat has been killed.
Yeah.
Right? The cat was run over.
Yeah.
And what is it that she's doing that's making her virile?
The boyfriend is walking. It's all video from their apartment. You know, they have one of those, like, Nest cameras or whatever. And the boyfriend is walking in after cleaning up whatever leftovers they found of the cat, I think.
Yeah.
And she's, you see her in the closet, and she's pulling stuff off the shelf and putting it down on the floor. And he just says, "Babe, this is going to be really hard." And what she was doing was pulling out the kit that you buy online where you can take your pet's paw prints in like concrete and then mail it off. And then they mail it back to you framed. So you have the paw prints to remember forever. So she was going to try to get the cat's paw prints.
After it had been run over?
Yeah. And the boyfriend is like, "Babe, it's going to be really hard." And I think what he means is,
there's not much left of the.
I think so.
Yeah. And are you going to, just be able to handle touching and maneuvering a cat, your cat that's been, disformed?
Yeah. Yeah. He says, "It's going to be really hard." And she goes, "I know it is." She's like clearly in the throes of,
wow,
I can't imagine.
Mm.
There's a lot of ways to honor your pet, but after it's been hit by a car and you're going to try to get the paw prints pressed in.
Now, who put this on the internets?
They did.
Both of them,
yes.
You think?
It's video from there inside their apartment.
So you don't think he did it without her knowledge? Or what? I mean, that's the thing.
One half.
If you are that distraught and you're going to do this with your pet, okay. But if you're doing this with your pet and you're so distraught over it, yet you want to put it out there for the world to see in order to get clicks and views, then that takes away some of the reason somebody should feel sorry for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that should take away some of the sympathy. Because are you really that distraught over your cat getting run over? Or are you more interested in getting... the views and all of it.
Yeah. Somebody described Taylor Swift's album and with a phrase that I thought, oh, that's really good. They called it performative victimhood.
Yeah.
Performative victimhood. And I think that this is a great example of that, like where you are sad, no doubt about it, and you this is not good, but there's a performance element to it that is can be a little stomach turning.
So I haven't heard Taylor Swift's album. You've heard the whole thing now over the weekend, Riggins? You heard her? The whole thing. Is that what it is? Is her every song and all about her being a victim of something, some kind or another, or somebody doing her wrong?
Yeah, kind of. I never looked at it like that, but I thought, yeah, you know what? You're kind of right. I mean, the song about Kim Kardashian, it's all about, it's hidden under the guise of this is a story about somebody getting bullied in school, but you're the most powerful person on the planet and you're now using that experience and basically saying like, F you, you know, and guess what? Your daughter's going to be, or your kid's going to be singing this song, and we're both going to know that you're a bitch and this is about you. It's kind of wild. I never really looked at it like that, but.
Yeah, I mean, I told you that the most famous, most powerful, richest celebrities still want to make themselves out to be victims because that is the most valuable thing you can be in 2024. Is a victim.
Yeah, and maybe she is a victim. You know, I remember somebody asked her a long time ago, that why do you keep writing bad things about all these exes? And she goes, well, maybe if they stop doing bad things to me, I won't have to do it. So maybe she has been really mistreated and all these songs are totally accurate. She's been mistreated by boyfriends and stuff like that. But there is an element over 31 tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, man, we got it.
Yeah. She's fake.
I don't know.
Have any of these other boyfriends come back and said anything about her? Like she was hard to deal with or anything like that?
No.
Because they're scared.
Maybe.
They're scared of how she sicks her fans on people, her fan base, you know.
Well, I don't know.
She'll sick them on them.
They will attack, but well, I've never seen her inspire them to do that.
She sends the dog whistles out there.
You think?
To call them. You know, to attack, yeah.
So the way they used to describe her music, and I remember this, it was like, she tells you what to do with a broken heart. And I thought, that's probably what it is. How do you deal with a broken heart? What do you do with it? But now it's like, man, you really got... And I always said, it's such an honor to be in one of Taylor Swift's songs. Like, if you're an ex, that's got to be the greatest. I would have loved it. But there's a song on this album called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah.
And I would not want to be that guy. I would not want to be that guy because it is ugly. Every measure of a man, I can't understand you by any measure of a man. You're just this, you buy pills from a friend of a friend. I mean, it was scathing, scathing. So it was wild.
If I ever dated her and she came out and did some stuff like that, I would run to the nearest microphone and camera I could get to, and I would talk so much crap about her. I'd say, hey, look, I was trying to be an adult about this, but she going to throw this out there about me? Let me tell you about Miss Taylor Swift, something you don't know. I'd write a book. I'd let all the media trash me if they wanted to. But I would make her understand you're not the only one that can come talk trash about people. And that's the only way, you know, you're going to get things settled.
You fight fire with fire.
Yeah. It's the only way you're going to get it done.
It was so bad that his aunts and uncles are commenting in the press like, he's actually a really good guy.
That makes it worse.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's so bad.
But why? This is the other thing. And if younger people are listening and you think I'm stupid, then so be it. But why is she so against Kim Kardashian now? What happened to make that happen, make that transpire?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian did some pretty nasty things to her.
Like what?
She released an edited video of a private phone call between Taylor Swift and Kanye West that she was secretly recording, edited it, and then posted it for all of her followers. She did some like real
shady
low-handed kind of stuff. And that's when Taylor Swift said, I don't want any part, anything to do with Kim and Kanye, which I thought was, that's the proper response.
Yeah.
Leave me out of your wacky weirdness.
And this is Taylor's first response to all of that?
Not really. Kinda? I mean, the whole album Reputation was kind of about like, because at that time, her stock was super low. This is before the Eras Tour. This is before Folklore and Evermore, were her big, you know, some of her biggest albums. So, and people were like, yeah, we're done with Taylor Swift. And, you know, puts out this album and, you know, kind of acknowledges these things and how low she's feeling and how no one wants to hear from her. And then now she's back on top.
Yeah.
It actually made her bigger.
But I thought that that whole thing about re-recording all those albums and making Scooter Braun out to be a terrible person and victim of his and all that, I thought that was shady because her dad had already made a deal, a legal deal, with Scooter Braun.
Yeah, I don't know how. And, I think there's a lot of details in that. And people say, oh, yeah, he owned part of the company, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with
it. You scared to say anything negative about Taylor?
No, I just genuinely don't know.
It's okay.
No, I said the album was okay. I got no problem saying I was not a huge Taylor Swift fan before these last couple years.
Oh my God, there she is. Made you jump.
Listen, no, I would love it. Write a nasty song about me. I think it's the greatest honor you could have.
What?
Absolutely. You're immortalized. Listen, people are going to forget about you, but not when you're the subject of a major pop song. They won't.
Yeah. And they wouldn't forget the cussing that I'd put on her publicly to where a fly wouldn't light on her.
It would never.
How nasty that is.
You think you'd be able to do it?
What?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think even the idea is mentioned by any of these guys, their talent agency, their manager, their representative are like, hell no, don't do that.
No, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't care because it wouldn't be a message for all of her little fans and all that stuff. It'd be a message for her. No matter who it is.
It's all going to the same place.
Yeah. I mean, I would want her to know, you don't scare me. You can't make me cower just because you're out there talking shit in a song. I don't care.
She's like the mafia.
Taylor.
She will shut you down.
But she's cool, I guess. And obviously, I disagree with her vehemently, you know, politically and all that. But I look at it like her music, if young people are listening to it, is better than what other music's out there that young people are listening to. It's better for them. So you judge it by that.
I think she's got a little bit of that Tim Tebow effect you always talk about. People see them, they hate Tim Tebow because he's a lot of things they can't be or, you know, they reject. And she's kind of the same thing.
No, I think people... Maybe there's some of it, but she's no Tim Tebow. As far as, I mean, she's not a model of a Christian behavior and an example of a Christian life being lived and people, you know, witnessing to people and constantly, you know, living and working through God to do things. She's a pop singer that doesn't act trashy. But then again, she also does some things and supports things politically that go against what Tim Tebow believes and does and all that. All I'm saying is that she's not just for him, people hate on him because he shows them how they should be living and they don't. But there are people who she does things and lives her life in a way that other people do disagree with. It's not just we hate her because she's so good and we can't be as good as she is. It's not like that. It's just a lot of political stuff. It's playing the victim. It's, you know, the people that she buddies up with in politics and things like that that turn other people off. And then there are others who just think, hey, her music is not that great. You know, they'll think she's fine. She's okay. She's good. She does a really good song here or there, but it's not, you know, it's not Beethoven. It's not, you know, so artsy and so deep and so, you know, that everybody makes it out to be. That's what a lot of that is with people who dislike her. But again, I think she's better for, you know, as far as for young people to be into than a lot of the other ones that are out there. But she ain't no Tim Tebow.
She's better than Tim Tebow.
At what?
Everything.
she had her way, there wouldn't be a Tim Tebow.
What does that mean?
Tim Tebow would have never been born.
She would abort Tim Tebow? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah.
There's your All right. video.
All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Back.
Go fill out that survey. Get your survey on. Have we gotten past that now, Riggins, where people will take a noun and make a verb, or a verb and make a noun out of it? Right? How does it work? Hold on. Yeah,
take a noun.
Yeah. Get your, like people would say, get your visit on. Yeah, hey, we got to leave in a minute. Y'all better get your visit on.
Get your visit.
Yeah, are we past that by now? Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. And when they say, get your baseball on.
Yeah, that's
nice. No, we don't do that. Yeah. I never did that, really, unless I was joking.
I'll still say, getting my swerve on.
You do?
Oh, every day.
Hmm.
Almost.
Okay.
I can't come right now. I got to get my swerve on.
Yeah. And I will still, get my speak on. If I'm talking to somebody, I'll get my speak on.
That's good.
That's where you turn the verb into the noun. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. I got to get my speak on at the convention center before I can come over. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. So there's a woman who is getting free Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how this works. But we'll have to take her for her word because, I mean, it's just a little TikTok video that she's putting out there. But it is good to throw out as an innocent discussion amongst friends about, you know, what do you think of this? And then your friend will say, I don't know. I feel like da 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 da. And then the conversation ensues right there. Just easy communication. So play at it, Riggins, what she does.
I have accidentally stumbled into the greatest life hack of all time. So my local Domino's takes a very long time to process orders. So it usually takes around an hour and a half from the time I order it on their app to when it arrives, which I don't have a problem with because I know it's going to take that long. So I go into it expecting that. However, since it does take that long, once it arrives, I get an email from Domino's that says, we're sorry, your order didn't go as expected. You can either have a free pizza or 20% off your next order. So, of course, I'm going to get the free pizza. So this is currently the apology pizza for the apology pizza for the apology pizza for the apology pizza for the original pizza I ordered. And I don't foresee this ending anytime soon. And I'm just
so they are so inept that every pizza she orders is going to be way behind schedule, so they're just giving her the pizzas every time.
Domino's corporate is giving her the free pizza.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're on some sort of time limit, so if it's not delivered in a specific amount of time, in this case it looks like 2 hours, Domino's corporate automatically sends out the email, hey, we're so sorry you haven't gotten your pizza yet. We clocked it. You ordered it this time. You still haven't received it. We know that. So 20% are a free pizza the next time.
So Domino's corporate needs to check up on the location.
Certainly.
And say, hey, why are all of these pizzas so late getting out of there? Why is it costing us so much in free pizzas?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So is it stealing? That's the question.
Is it stealing?
Is it stealing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think this is stealing. But if it were me, instead of continuing to take advantage of it, I would try to find out who to tell to let them know that it's been going on like this, you know? Because ultimately, you know, it's costing some innocent person money.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
So when you order on the app, it sends you this thing that says, choose whether you want a free pizza or 20% off your next order.
She says it's an email.
Yeah. So it's not a face-to-face where the manager of the location is calling and saying, it's, hey, I'm sorry. You know, because at that point, if you're talking to somebody, I would say, look, there's no need in that. I mean, I wasn't put out that much or anything. There's no need to give me the pizza, but this has happened a couple of times, and you know, you may want to try to figure out what's causing this problem so it doesn't keep costing you money.
Yeah. Would you get the first free pizza? 2 hours, they don't mention anything. They just say, hey, sorry about the late order. Take the free pizza or the 20% off. You take the first one, right?
Yeah.
Would you take the second one?
I don't think so.
You'd take one free pizza.
And then I would try to figure out, okay, where is this? How do we fix this? Because this isn't right.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, who I am as a good person.
One freebie and then go handle it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a problem you get when the corporate company of the company, corporate offices, are trying to work with the local office, right?
Yeah. For a franchised location Yeah.
So they're not, you know, combining their services properly or something.
Yeah. Domino's corporate wants to ensure that everybody's getting the same experience on time and a great customer service thing. And the local franchise is going, hey, we're doing everything we can. I got one guy called out. My driver is, you know, always running late. So they're probably doing everything they can. So, but I'm sure they're penalized at some point after so many orders are after two. I'm sure they probably pay a fine for something like that.
Yeah, I would feel bad, though, if it just kept coming free, you know.
Yeah. I mean, she said she's on her fifth free pizza.
Right. So it's almost like she's ordering them now knowing that it's going to be free.
Sure.
Because she even said my local Domino's location is notoriously late they're always late.
I guarantee they're paying a fine for something.
Yeah.
Because the corporate offices cannot be happy about somebody ordering Domino's and waiting 2 hours to get it.
What would you do, Regan?
I would take the first free one, and then I would try it again, and if they gave me one more, I would take two.
Like, this must be an ongoing thing.
Yeah. But that would be tough. I mean, you're like, hey, every time I'm going to get a free pizza.
But I'm guessing that most people in the year 2024 of our Lord would just all of a sudden say, look, I've got free pizza for life.
Every comment says that. Unlimited free pizza hack. Unlimited, you should be gatekeeping this. Don't tell the world you've got the ultimate gift. You found a glitch in the Matrix. Yeah. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person says.
You gotta figure out, help them out, figuring out what the problem is.
No, not one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So encouraging. And then we had this other thing about, restaurant etiquette. And some of these things, I don't know. It depends on what kind of restaurant you're in. Like I said, is it okay if you ask for a to-go container for the leftovers? Like, where would you be where that's not okay to be, where that would be rude?
I don't know. No place I've ever eaten at. Even at a nice steakhouse, I would still ask for a box. Is that rude or inappropriate?
I don't think so, because they usually will offer it. You need some boxes to go?
The nicest place I've ever been to is probably the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't hesitate to ask for.
Yeah. I would think the more expensive the restaurant, the more you'd want a box.
Absolutely.
To take home all of it.
The only time I think it's inappropriate is on a first date. I wouldn't take leftovers home on a first date.
You wouldn't? Mm-mm. Why?
I don't know. It's just something that feels tacky and weird. And now I've got, if I wanted to like kiss you goodnight or something, that's all kind of all I'm thinking about at the end of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does this go from here? Yeah, I wouldn't have a bag of food in my hand.
Right. I wouldn't take leftovers anytime I've got something else to do. After dinner, right, yeah, you know, if we're going anywhere. Sure.
But never on a first date, never.
Hmm.
Maybe not even on a second or third.
Because you think it's tacky.
I think I don't want to deal with that. That's the food on those first few dates is so, even being a fat ass like I am, is so far in the back of my mind about what we're eating. Or it's just not even on my radar. So, and I don't eat a lot on first couple of dates because I'm just like, I just want to get it right. So, yeah, it's just not something I would do.
Is it because you're afraid of your table manners?
Yeah, I eat like a slob.
What if you're on a first date and she asks for a to-go container? You don't judge her by that.
Not at all.
But then ultimately, if y'all go somewhere else, you're walking around the city or whatever, you'll end up carrying that.
Probably. Right? Probably.
I just, you know, when you go to these fancy places and you can check your coat or whatever, I check a Yeti. Because, I mean, I'm going to be walking around the city all night. I'm my Yeti with the wheels on it.
Yeah.
Keeping all that food fresh.
Yeah. That's handy. That's smart thinking.
Yeah. So you would have died if you would have been in that restaurant with the guy that we used to know, and he brought all these jugs, these containers from his house so the restaurant could fill them up with tea for him because he liked their tea and he could take it to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even tacky. That's just embarrassing. That's not tacky.
He probably left there with like 4 gallons of tea.
Did he purchase it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Even if he was purchasing it, just to be walking into a restaurant with things, containers from home.
Yeah, it's not a good look. Where was it?
It was at an Outback.
At an Outback.
Mm-hmm.
We just love their tea. Okay.
Because, I mean, it's so hard to make. You know, when you think about all of the obstacles in the culinary world, iced tea is just, I mean, it's right up there. I think it's easier to make a risotto than a good jug of iced tea.
Yeah. Buying stuff in bulk at a sit-down restaurant, I just don't know anybody that's ever done anything like that. Like, I buy a lot of it when I go here.
I think they were friends with the manager is what it was.
What was that? I don't know.
And so the manager would just give them the tea. They liked it so much, he'd brew a bunch of extra tea for them.
Whatever, man. Yeah, I would have died. I would have walked out.
And what I don't get is how you judge a good glass of iced tea or a good jug of iced tea if it's not sweet. Now, I think the sugar in it, the sweetener in it, is what determines, you know, whether it's good or not. But I know you don't drink sweet tea, Riggins, so I don't know.
I put my stuff in there before I taste it. So,
yeah.
But I can tell.
You mean your artificial sweetener?
And lemon juice.
Mm-hmm. My little friend Jenny drinks iced tea, unsweet, no sugar. I mean, no artificial sweeteners or diet sweeteners or anything. Just plain, unsweetened tea.
No lemon in it?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that does that.
It's crazy. And she'll go to McDonald's and get a giant one.
I know everybody says McDonald's has the best tea, but I've only heard them talk about the sweet tea. Mm-hmm. She likes their unsweet iced tea as well.
Unsweet tea.
I might have to try that.
But you would put put some lemon in it.
Sure.
And what is that stuff called?
Sugar twin. When you were in the mountains a couple weeks ago, there's the only place I know where you can get that now is at an Ingles, and the one Ingles that's near us is where you guys were, and I was like,
oh my God,
I'm gonna ask them to go to Ingles.
You should have.
I know. I thought about it, and I was like, that's a dick thing to do.
No, because we were in there.
I know.
We went in there on the way home because that's also the only place we could get this certain type of salsa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. So we were in there. You should have.
Because when you said where you were, I was like, oh my God, they're right next to an Ingles. And there's like no other Ingles in the state, I don't think. And that's like the one place you can get.
I can get you some then. Because my friend lives up there. And whether he's coming here or we're going there, I'll get you some.
It's not a big deal. But yeah.
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
You're in the area.
You should have asked me. Yeah. Was this our last segment for today?
One more?
All right, good. And we'll get to that one coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's Podcast.
Go fill out that survey at acetj.com/fanaticos to become an official TJ Fanatico. Working on a lot of stuff that you need to be able to take advantage of. Not only should you listen to and like and subscribe to the podcast, you get signed up to be a Fanatico and then tell all your friends and relatives and everybody else to do the same thing. Because it will end up paying off.
Yeah,
not necessarily for you, but for somebody it'll pay off. Riggins, can you think of a situation where anyone sitting down with their underwear pulled down to their ankles is attractive?
What a visual! No.
Not even on the turlet. They don't even have to be on the turlet. But if somebody, it doesn't matter who it is. Let's say, who's the hottest celebrity woman to you right now?
Megan Fox.
Let's say Megan Fox is sitting down on a footstool.
Yeah.
And her pants or her shorts or just her underwears pulled down to her ankles. And she's just sitting there with her hands on her knees. Is that attractive? I would say no.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
It's hard to be attractive with your pants at your ankles.
Yeah, not off, on your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
But I'm seeing more and more of it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Okay, well, look at this. This is an article about, it's from the health section of this website, and it is to talking about a snack that you should eat before you go to bed that will help you poop in the morning if you need that. Now, I'm guessing that this woman that's being pictured here, if you saw her in regular clothes and all that, would be attractive. But that... of her sitting on the toilet with her panties at her ankles holding a roll of toilet paper is not attractive.
No. Not at all. What a weird photo shoot that must have been. The mystery pooper today. And those panties are kind of high. She didn't go all the way down. It's like mid-calf. Right. I have to go all the way to the ankles.
Sometimes I'll have to take a foot out.
Do you?
Yeah, foot out of the pants. I mean, get a wide stance.
After college, my roommate used to get butt naked to do number two. Mm-hmm. Had to take off all his clothes and leave him outside the bathroom.
Well, why would he do that? Because he didn't want the smell to get on him.
I guess.
That's dumb.
And the only way I found out about that is because he had needed help. He was like, "Do you have any toilet paper?" And I was like, "Sure." And when I went through his room, all his clothes were piled up right at the door frame of the bathroom. So when I threw it, I was like, "Are you naked?" He goes, "Yeah, I get naked in here every time."
Well, there's a famous episode of Seinfeld where George has to take his, he reveals that every time he poops, he takes his shirt off. And hangs it up so he doesn't get wrinkled or whatever. And then he forgets and walks out of the bathroom without his shirt on. But I don't know. I just wonder why they think that there needs to be an accompanying photo of somebody sitting on the toilet with their panties at their ankles.
Yeah, it's good.
Holding a toilet paper.
It's good for the SEO is what they call it, search engine optimization. So when they include, that's why, like, whenever you point out, like, why do they have to say the name of the movie that person was in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blank actress or whatever. It's good for, like, the Google results and stuff like that to include those, like, highlighted things. And people, there's something about a woman sitting on a toilet that they think might appeal to somebody who's into bathroom stories.
But who are they helping?
They're just making sure that article gets a higher, gets included in more search results.
Okay. So if somebody goes on and they're being a prevert and they're just searching Google for, women on toilets, then this article might pop up and then they click on it and go, "Oh, let me read this about people pooping after they eat the snack."
Yeah. So now we can appeal to the health nuts that are interested in hearing about what that food is to have more productive bowel movements
and also perverts.
The perverts. The panty people.
Okay. Okay. So I guess now we need to figure out what the snack is since we've been talking about it. I'm sure it's way down in the article.
A snack before bed.
Okay. It says, no need to reach for laxatives or embark on a trendy cleanse. The pros say simply pick up a handful of chickpeas. Why chickpeas, you ask? The number one foe of constipation is fiber, something the main ingredient in hummus has in spades. Fiber-rich foods help add bulk and water to your stool, and it helps food pass more quickly through your system. A shocking 95% of Americans aren't getting enough fiber in their daily diet.
You're making up for that.
Besides your fiber-rich snack, you should be gulping down plenty of water. Fiber helps draw water into it's essential to find your intake more. You can roast your chickpeas very easily. Just open a can, season, and throw them in the oven. Okay. Throw them in the oven for how long on what temperature? If you're going to put that in there, go ahead and put, you know, the recipe.
open a can of chickpea, like in the water?
I guess. Well, I would say it'd be better to eat roasted soybeans at edamame.
Yeah, I love those.
Now, do I have to put a picture of myself with my pants at my ankles to get people to start clicking on all my stuff?
At least put it in the thumbnail. That'll get some clicks. That'll get some attention. On the toilet.
Yeah, what if I send you today, Riggins, a picture of me just holding a roll of toilet paper, and then you put that as the thumbnail for the promo? Well, that probably won't do it, will it?
Maybe.
I mean, I'd have to actually be using the restroom.
Recreate that picture of, or just like looking down, holding the toilet paper with like your pants at your ankle. Again, you got to be shameless.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be shameless.
Can you? I always think about what would my kids say about this?
Oh my God.
I mean,
it's the price you pay.
My daughter listens to our podcast every day. But, I mean, can you imagine if I started doing TikTok dances and fit checks and, you know, and being serious, not tongue in cheek with it, and pictures of me on the toilet?
It's a different world, man.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what their reaction. Well, yeah, I can.
It'd be, yeah. I got a pretty good idea.
But they're both sweet, and they, you know, they would be embarrassed, but they wouldn't say anything to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't say, "Dad, you're embarrassing us," you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they would be embarrassed.
Sure. You'd be embarrassed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everybody would be embarrassed.
The whole internets would be embarrassed.
I think so. Speaking of embarrassing, do you want to play this game?
Yes.
So, if you don't know, women put a list together, the internet has, and they say, this is an ick. If a guy does this, that makes him less masculine, less attractive, all those things. So I've got a list of common icks, and we'll say if it's genuinely an ick or if it's pretty sick.
Okay.
So good or bad, they might be onto something here. When a guy says, yo, yo, yo.
Ick.
I think I'm guilty of that too. Ick. I think I say that. Yo, yo, yeah. Yo.
What about a guy saying, what up? Did that make the list?
What
as an ick?
I think I do that too. No, it didn't, but it should. Mm. If he's a picky eater, that is an ick.
Yeah.
So, cuffed capri pants.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty ick.
Yeah.
They're like, what if he's European? They're like, it doesn't matter.
He's ick anyway if he's European.
If he says this phrase, I don't really watch TV.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ick.
Okay, you're kind of on board with all this. And now, it's important to remember, most guys are like, this is BS. This is horrible that you judge people. But it sounds like you're on board with most of these.
I'm very judgmental.
That's true. If he plays air guitar?
Nah. I mean, if it's just the way he does when the song comes up. Now, if he's out doing it in front of people going, watch this, and pretending like, if he just kind of grooves with it, nah, I don't care about that. That's pretty cool. That's fine.
See, I think it is a hick. I think it's weird. If he does finger guns.
Oh. Yeah.
What if he just does the guns without shooting them? You know, if he just like, hey.
Point. Hey, what's up? That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. That one's okay.
Yeah.
If he can't unhook your bra, he has trouble unhooking your bra.
Women said that's ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, ugh. I kind of get that one.
Let me help you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like 15, is, you know, if you're young, I mean, cut him some slack. But
right.
If you're an adult man, it might be an
ick. Yeah, you should know how to do
it. Yeah. If he has anything monogrammed, that's an ick. I kind of get that one
too. I'm trying to think if I see guys. You're talking about like their cuff on their shirts, their cuffs.
I guess I've seen it on my sister-in-law's bath towels that have their monogram on it.
Yeah, but guys doing that, yeah, that's ick.
It's kind of an ick. If he's allergic to pollen, that's an ick.
Grow up. You can't help that.
If he's an only child,
again, you can't help that.
If he uses 3-in-1 shampoo, like shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
I actually think that's pretty sick, because that means he's got good enough hair to be able to just put in, like how you wash your hair with soap, a bar of soap, Riggins. Yeah.
Women are so jealous of that, too. Uh-huh. They hate that guys have, like, now it's like 5-in-1. It's like face wash, shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah, everything. I think that's pretty sick.
Yeah. If he has navy blue sheets, that's an ick.
Do they say why?
It actually says no explanation necessary.
That means they couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I actually do need an explanation. Yeah. I guess if they're not white sheets, they're gross.
Or is it because they think it makes it look like a little sailor? Like
yeah, like a kid. Maybe. If he texts hee-hee, H-E-H-E, instead of ha-ha.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ick.
That's a bad one.
Hee-hee.
Hee-hee-hee. That's good. Hee-hee. If he puts on chapstick weirdly, like if he holds it, like unscrews it with a lot of focus and then you holds it like a microphone, does
his lips. Yeah, that's kind of.
This might be an ick. Especially if he applies it slowly for like a really long time over his mouth and upper lip and lower lip.
And then goes.
And spread it out. excessive punctuation in texts. I think that's an age thing.
Yeah, for old people to do that.
Yeah, Ace is like a double spacer in between sentences on a text, and it's like crazy because he's a journalism major. He's got a laundry pile in the room.
Ick, yeah.
Yeah. He drinks milk in a glass. I feel like this doesn't need an explanation, but drinking plain milk is disgusting over the age of 6, and there are alternatives for a reason.
What are the alternatives? Meaning, like
oat milk or soy milk?
No, it's ick. That they think that's ick. They're ick. Yeah. Not the guys drinking milk. The other ones are ick.
Let's see. He's got his Snapchat link in his Instagram bio.
I don't know enough about the etiquette of that stuff to know whether that's ick.
It's giving middle school vibes, and it's giving I send random nudes to strangers vibes. Mm.
Using vibes is ick.
Yeah. If he wears tie-dye.
Ick. Yeah, I don't care how old he is.
Here's one for you. Calls women females.
Oh, that's ick. I don't like that.
She says, can we grow up? I don't know if it's an immaturity thing. I think it's just a stupid thing.
And it sounds like a police report.
Yeah.
It's what it always reminds me of. When I hear somebody go, oh, yeah, so yeah, it was a female. I mean, when you're out and you see females, it sounds like the subject was observed watching females enter the restroom. You know, it sounds like a police report. Yeah. It sounds like when you say it was a female, that you should be turning her upside down and looking at her genitals like a puppy to see what sex she is.
Yeah. If he ever mentions in any way Josh Groban.
No.
If he brings up it in conversation more than once, we have an issue. If he's got flags in his room and he's an adult man.
Yeah. Well, adult meaning out of college, I guess you would assume.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, she's got a good point with that one. Let's see. He's overly obsessed with video games.
Ick.
Probably an ick. If he follows literal OnlyFans stars on social media, like maybe not just following them, not even subscribing to their OnlyFans, but like actually follows them. It's kind of an ick. I get that. If he's an adult and he still has a Harry Potter wand.
Yeah. Ick.
Even if it's from his childhood and he's still got it.
Yeah.
She sees it.
Right.
It's really embarrassing. Ick.
Yeah.
That might be worse than just finding your childhood stuffed animal for some reason.
Yeah, and Little League trophies. When a guy grows up and he's still got Little League trophies, is usually at his mom's house.
Yeah.
Like I threw all of mine away when my mom said, I don't want these around anymore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I'm about putting them out of my house.
Where am I? What am I going to do with them? if he takes a shot and has to sit down. Which I don't think I've ever seen, but she says it happens.
A shot as in a shot of alcohol or an injection?
Oh, I read it like, get it together and learn to take a shot, she says. No, I think she means alcohol.
Okay. Well, which one would be more of an ick?
I think getting the actual shots way worse. Like, I've seen those videos, like adults freaking out over getting a shot. Uh-huh. That is just so weird. Yanking their arm away real quick, right? Yeah. It's like, you better get it together. Get it together. Running, if he's a runner with a backpack on. Running with a backpack.
No. He could have weights in there.
Yeah. If he takes off his necklace before hooking up with you, she says, get it together. Your chain can't be that valuable.
See, I think that you could just stop with his necklace.
Yeah.
I'm not a jewelry on men person. I think that's ick.
I'm not either. What else? If he uses Napster, which I don't know anybody that does that. If he takes pre-workout.
Why would that be ick?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Some of these I can't.
And is this one specific girl that's.
No, these are from all over the internet.
Oh.
Because some of them are so crazy. Like if he uses the turn signal. Girls are like, that's an ick. It's like, okay, sorry. Laying on your stomach, I know, is a big one.
At the pool or at any time?
I think any time. Like, and they share pictures of guys like laying on their stomach with their feet up, you know, doing this kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. Some of them are ridiculous, but yeah, for the most part, they're dead on.
Yeah, we should come up with our own about women.
Yeah, we should. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
I may be able to come up with one or two.
Sick.
All right. So thanks for watching and listening. And make sure you go fill out that survey at acetj.com/fanaticos, Fanatico, and become an official Fanatico. And we really do appreciate the fact that you spend time with us and you choose to listen to any and all of our programs. Because we would be nothing without you. Well, we'd be less than nothing. We're nothing now, but we'd be less than nothing without you. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.